Cybershot Podcast, take one.
Man, all this internet shit, it's like the wild, wild west out here. Is that all you got?
Hell no, let's go. Once again, it's your main man, Cybershots. What's up? What's up? What's happening? What is going on,
man?
With y'all. And today on Cybershot Podcast, we got a little bit of aftermath of the 420, a wedding. It's a very special surprise in Florida. And also a story time. Let's go.
So easy.
To jump into this episode, first and foremost, shout out to the Cyber Nation. What up, though? Y'all ready? I got you. Oh, man. Here we go. Check this out. Now, we all know about 420. All of us that indulge in the 420 holiday. Man, when I smoke weed, I smoke weed every day. Why you gotta wait to 420? But who does that? Apparently half the world. But anyway, fade that out a little bit. So anyway, check this out. There was a wedding in Florida, right? Now, the bride said that she felt a little dizzy on the dance floor. And the other guest said that they felt like they were having a panic attack. Now, check this out. You know what happened. The catering service that they hired had made some very, very special 420 lasagna.
Oh my.
So this catering service allegedly made some wacky tobacco. That's right. They mixed the lasagna with some THC cannabis. Now, the reason why I feel bad is because of this. Check it out. If you have never smoked weed before, you know what I'm saying? Or you never had an edible, or you have never indulged. You know what I'm saying? Now, these people are probably thinking, okay, I'm at a wedding. Here goes some lasagna. I'm going to get my eat on, then I'm going to get my drink on, and we just going to ride out and party all night long. That's a damn shame. Now, my thing is this. Check it out. The catering service that did that. Come on, man. That's crazy. Why would you do that to people that have never ever indulged in the THC? You know what I mean? Now, here's the thing that concerned me. What if these people get a random urinalysis? You know what I'm saying? You went to a wedding, you freaked out. Hey, yo, they were stuck. They must have had that good. What's up with the catering service? Y'all got that good, huh? Y'all got people eating lasagna and paranoid, huh? Man, they had to call the paramedics. Man, these people were just stuck on the ganja.
Oh my.
Now, I'm thinking, as far as this catering service is concerned, they're either going to end up shutting down or they're going to blow up. You know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of people that would love to have your ganja catering service. You know what I mean?
Oh my. People podcast every day, B. You dig?
Oh, yeah, let's slide on up into this episode. You know what I'm saying? Let's slide up into this episode. And, yo, shout out to the catering service. I mean, did they take the L on this? Or did they get the W? I don't know, man. You might be able to capitalize on this. You know what I'm saying? Because this is like, yo, there are a lot of people that have festivities and parties, man. I'm pretty sure. Maybe the legalities of it all, you know what I'm saying? But, that was kind of slick, man. You know what I'm saying? That's, man, I don't know. Y'all might get jammed up. You might blow up, but hopefully if you blow up, that's what's up, man. Holla at your main man, Cybershots. Maybe we can get an interview. So this has been the crazy Floridian stories. And also for all you Floridians out there, you know what time it is. Cut. It is alligator mating season. Yeah. First and foremost, have you ever seen an alligator in real life? Have you ever heard an alligator hiss at you? Being a Floridian, I've had that a couple times, and some crazy shit. Now, if you've ever seen a real alligator, I'm not talking about like 3 feet. That's a lizard here in Florida. That's just a fucking lizard. If you've ever seen like a 6 foot alligator, 7 foot, 8, 9, 10 foot alligator, 12 foot. That's like the biggest I've ever seen, like 12 feet and shit. Yeah, man. But check it out. There's one thing to see an alligator. There's another thing to see a horny alligator. Big difference.
Oh my.
Yo, man, alligators are smart as hell. Believe it or not, alligators are smart as hell. I'm getting a little sidetracked here, but what the hell, let's roll with it. The first time I saw an alligator when I moved to Florida in 1999. I was out playing pool all night, right? It's about 2 o'clock. No, it was 1, like 1 something, because I stopped at the 7-Eleven to get some beer. When I came out to 7-Eleven, there was this big-ass fucking alligator at the light. No cap, he was at the light. He looked to the left. He looked to the right, then he crossed the fucking street. I was like, what the fuck? And these two dudes, they was beside me, right? They had the windows down. It was a nice night. I had my windows down. He's like, hey, man, you see that alligator? Smart, ain't he? Some shit he said. I was like, the fuck? But anyway, let's jump into this story time. Now check this out. This was in North Carolina, right? This was when I was like in my early 20s, you know what I'm saying? And I had this job, you know what I'm saying? We were landscaping. And I think I just turned like 21 or some shit like that. And there was this barbecue pit that we always used to hang out, man. I couldn't wait to turn 21. I mean, you can go in there and eat, but 21, I can drink now. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, I'm off of work. I got my weed, whatever. You know what I'm saying? We going to crash the barbecue spot, right? And it was always, look out for the kissing bandit. Look out for the kissing bandit. I'm like, who the fuck is the, what is a kissing bandit? It was like, yo, be careful of the kissing bandit. You know what I'm saying? There was this guy. He used to wear a Kango, like LL Cool J, right? Imagine a guy in an LL Cool J Kango. You know what I'm saying? The round, the bucket hat type fisherman shit. You know what I mean? The LL Cool J, like, my hat is like a shark fin, that one. So anyway, he used to wear that. A neatly pressed shirt. You know what I'm saying? Like a dress shirt with the Kango on, right? Nice hollow gold chain, right? So y'all probably like, okay, what's, you know, like the Run DMC, just back in the day, like the Run DMC hollow dope ass chain, dope boy chain and shit. Kango, check. Dress shirt, creased, check. Hollow chain, Run DMC type, check. That's that, you know, that's a little bit of bread back in the day, you know what I'm saying? Now, here's where everything gets kind of, what the fuck? Okay, now, I'm not making this up, y'all. Check it out. You know how cyber get now. But anyway. He had on some like Bruce Jenner motherfucking pants and shit, you know, short, like what the fuck? Okay, he had that on, right? With some Argyle socks and some motherfucking Stacey Adams spit shine shoes. And he used to walk like he was goose stepping and shit. All right, here we go. So imagine, you know what I'm saying? Young Cyber working hard, ready to get off of work, you know what I mean? So as I proceed to go to the bar, you know what I mean? Order me something to eat. You know what I'm saying? Slide up, crash the bar. Watch out. You know what I'm saying? Then I order me a Heineken. You know what I'm saying? 32 degrees Fahrenheit. The only way the Heineken tastes right, you heard me? So anyway, here come the motherfucking kissing band. Yo, I've been working all day. I'm tired. I'm hungry. I got a cold-ass beer and a big-ass fucking plate, you know what I'm saying? So I'm whooping it down, You know, all my other homies like, yo, kissing bandit, I ain't paying that shit no motherfucking attention. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck a whatever, man. What the hell is a kid? I don't know what the fuck you talking about. So anyway, I'm whooping my food down. Like, smacking and shit. Jolie's good. You know what I'm saying? This is some North Carolina shit, man. In the barbecue pit, man. Come on, man. Some country cooking, man. Hey, what? Anyway, yo, soul food. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, they tore it down, too, man. It's gone. But anyway, I'm getting sidetracked. So this motherfucker is sitting beside me, right? Like I said, once again, I'm not paying no attention because I'm hungry and I'm trying to get my drink on. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, this motherfucker comes towards me, right? While I'm eating. You know how you take a break when you eat, put your fork down, just kind of sit up like, hell yeah, this shit banging, you heard me? I'm talking to the bartender. She's like, mm-hmm, sure is, ain't it? I'm like, yeah. Anyway, this motherfucker, I look at him, I see the Kango, the dress shirt, and the motherfucking, you know, Run DMC dope boy chain, the hollow, you know, rock him, you know what it is. If you don't, Google this shit. Anyway, this motherfucker is coming closer and closer and closer to me. You know what I mean? So I remember it vividly, right? This motherfucker literally trying to kiss me on the cheek. I'm like, what the fuck? So he making this move. Man, what the fuck? He coming in slow motion, right? So the cyber senses go off. I look at this motherfucker like, You know what I'm saying? So this motherfucker tried to kiss me, right? So I grabbed his chin in slow motion, right? Locked his chin up. Made that motherfucker look toward the ceiling. Took some of my Heineken and poured it in his nose. That motherfucker was gurgling, you heard me? Then he finally was able to talk, let go of his chin. Like, what the fuck wrong with you? Like, he's like, not nice. He's not nice. This one's not nice. So anyway, I had to shake it off. You know what I'm saying? Cyber had to shake that shit off.
Cyber One Productions. All diesel. No brakes.
Watch out. So anyway, at this in particular time, here come the young ladies. You know what I'm saying? Now, this one in particular chick, she came in with her crew. We like, yo, whatever y'all do, don't sit over there. He was like, whatever, you know. I guess that is kind of awkward. You know what I'm saying? You're coming into a place and somebody tell you, whatever you do, don't sit over there. So, you know, it is what it is. So we sitting back, right? And we going to watch what's going on. So anyway, she sits down beside the kissing bandit, right? And check this out. Now, naturally, he had the Kango on, you know what I'm saying? Nice dress shirt. Run DMC, Air B, Rakim, hollow gold chain on. And the way he was positioned, he was at the corner of the bar, so you couldn't see his Bruce Jenner shorts. His Argyles and them damn Stacey Adams spit shine and shit. But anyway, she sat down beside him, right? And he makes his move. And he ends up kissing her. He kissed her. And she was like, oh, hell no. She reached back all the way to 1982. Slapped the hell out his ass. You know what I'm saying? And I can hear this shit right now vividly. He was like, hey, yo, she slapped the shit out of his ass. You heard me? That shit was hilarious. But anyway, beware of the kissing bandit. I don't know what happened to him. Is he still out there? But beware. If you see someone in a Kango, a dress shirt, Run DMC, hollow gold chain, Eric B. Rakim style, Bruce Jenner shorts, Argyle socks, and some motherfucking Stacey Adams O. Oh my. But anyway, once again, this has been your main man, Cyber Shots. By the time this airs, it should be Monday. And I hope y'all have a very, very lovely Monday indeed. Yo, make sure you get at me, man. You can check me out on Blank Canvas with 72, the architect, Mr. No Show. Hey, we running plays, baby. Also be on the lookout for Digital Flowers. That's right, season 2, episode 1 with Red Sable and Cyber Shots. That's right. Also, I'm still doing my thing. Hey, man, running plays, getting busy. Playtime is over, you know what I mean? But anyway, in the meantime, in between time, I am up out of this bitch. I don't know who needs to hear this, but check one, baby. Check two. I don't know who needs to hear this, but check it. What you think this is? What you think this is?
Go.